Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي.
What non-Muslims say about Ali, the first successor of Prophet Muhammad. Wilfred Matalong, professor of Arabic at Oxford University, says the following about Imam Ali in his book, The Succession to Muhammad, A Study of the Early Caliphate, pages 309 to 310. In face of the fake Umayyad claim to legitimate sovereignty in Islam as God's vicegerents on earth, and in view of Umayyad treachery, arbitrary and divisive government, and vindictive retribution, they came to appreciate his honesty, his unbending devotion to the reign of Islam, his deep personal loyalties, his equal treatment of all his supporters, and his generosity in forgiving his defeated enemies.
Hazar Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the programs to my brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, one of the beautiful things and intriguing things that we see in the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is the idea of social justice. Now, of course, we see that throughout the life of this divinely appointed Imam and this living miracle of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Imam Ali alayhi salam lived a life in which he was the embodiment of social justice. Now, when we see before Imam Ali reached to the Khalifate, the Khalifa of the Muslims, even during his life before this era, he emphasized and he worked on social justice. Of course, he always tried to help the poor. He tried to empower the downtrodden. And of course, he protected the oppressed. When it comes to social justice and being fair and equitable, especially in the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam, during the era of the Khilafah, when he was the caliph of the Muslims, we find that the way that he distributed the Baytul Mal, he distributed the funds of the public treasury, it was always in accordance to fairness and true justice. Now, unfortunately, the previous caliphs, the first three caliphs, and especially the third caliph, Usman, we find that the distribution of the Baytul Mal, the distribution of the public treasury, was done in an unjust manner. And this is something that is reflected in the history books, and it is a fact when we look into the history of the Muslims. And so when it came time to Imam Ali alayhi salam's caliphate, we find, of course, that His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, he distributed this Baytul Mal in a just manner. Unlike the previous caliphs of the Muslims, the first three caliphs, who distributed the public treasury and the Baytul Mal based upon, for example, tribal alliances or friendships or different kinds of ulterior motives, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he actually distributed the Baytul Mal in an equitable and just manner. No longer was an Arab better than a non-Arab. No longer was a free person better than an enslaved person. And no longer was a man better than a woman, a friend better than an enemy, and so forth. It's actually quite interesting, but we see that even after the battle that Imam Ali had with the Khawarij, and the Khawarij opposed Imam Ali alayhi salam to an extent where they were killing the companions and even the women folk of the companions of Imam Ali alayhi salam, still the first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, did not stop the public funding and the Baytul Mal from reaching the families of the Khawarij. In today's day and age, of course, social justice being something that is direly in need, we see a world almost completely filled up with social injustice. There is discrimination wherever we see. There is the discrimination between black and white, between local and foreigner, even between Arab and non-Arab, between English speaker and a non-English speaker, and so forth, between man and woman, of course. And in this day and age, truly, we can definitely benefit from the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam when it comes to social justice, and to show us that all are equal before the eyes of Allah. The only difference is that he and she who has more taqwa, more God consciousness, more piety, is more favorable and better in the eyes of Allah. A very beautiful and profound lesson regarding social justice brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program To My Brother. I'm Atta, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم إن قلوب المخبتين إليك والها وسبل الراغبين إليك شارعا
وعلى O Allah, verily the hearts of those who surrender to Thee are full of passionate love. The path of those who long for Thee is the straight, true road. The instructions given by those who lead on Thee are distinct and precise. The minds of those who are aware of Thy reality are filled with awe and reverence. The call of those who invite unto Thee is loud and clear, and the doors of approval are kept open for them. Whoso submits his supplication to Thee receives a favorable answer. Whoso turns repentant unto Thee gets acceptance and amnesty. Whoso bursts into tears in fear of Thy punishment obtains mercy. Whoso seeks redress from Thee finds the required assistance at his disposal. Whoso asks for Thy help procures the aid as a gift. Thy promise made with Thy servants is fulfilled. Whoso asks for pardon of his errors finds them reduced to nothing. Whoso does everything for Thy sake discovers that each and every deed has been preserved. The means of livelihood available to the created being come from Thee like a rainfall, and in addition, many recurring favors and bounties reach them in regular succession. The sin of those who ask for forgiveness are overlooked. The wants and needs of all that which has been created by Thee are properly satisfied. Those who put forward genuine demands get more than they ask for, one after the other, again and again. For the hungry, wholesome food is arranged. For the thirsty, clean water is available in abundance.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
Let me touch briefly the history. As you know, when Imam Ali alayhi salam, when they realized that they made mistakes, the people went to his house after the third Khalifa was tragically killed. People ganged up on him and killed him. It's a tragic scenario when anyone is killed. I don't care who it is. And they go to the house of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and they said, we acknowledge. They pulled him out of his house. They dragged him. Literally, they were so excited that you have to take that position that God has conferred upon you. For we have realized that the Muslim ummah has degraded in so many ways. And you find Imam Ali alayhi salam accepts that with conditions. He said, you will obey me the way Allah has commanded, wa ulil amri minkum. They agreed. Sadly, when he comes into power, many forces had already taken their bases in deep formations. One being Muawiyah. Muawiyah, for 30 years plus, had been establishing himself and taking from the public treasury to build a vast empire. History a little bit, brothers and sisters. The Byzantine Empire, which is Syria today, that empire today, when it fell from the Christian hands to the Muslims, The first governor was Muawiyah's brother, who died very shortly before. And then right after that, as you know, Muawiyah takes governorship and never leaves it till his death. Never leaves that leadership. And remember, the people of Byzantium, who were Syrians of the time, had not seen Ahlul Bayt. It was foreign to them. They were Christians. And many had converted to Islam, either through trade or whatever means. But they were not aware of the true power of Ahlul Bayt. Thus, Muawiyah systematically kept them in the dark and created all kinds of false ideas against Ahlul Bayt, which culminates in Ashura, that after Imam Hussein alayhi salam is martyred, when Imam Zainul Abidin and Zainab alayhi salam enter the city of Sham, which is known as Syria, when they enter it, people were mocking at them, mocking them that it's good God has killed you, or you recalcitrant people who are disobeying the caliph of the time. Not realizing that the ones that they killed were the blood and the Prophet himself. Not realizing that. And that is why the power of the revolution of Karbala was so strong, that when Imam Zainul Abidin enters the city of Sham and Imam Zainul Abidin climbs the pulpit, for the first time he addresses himself as to who he really is, the people of Syria begin to realize what a mistake they have made. Understand, this was Muawiyah.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.